The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
After 7 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe Piscopo is off today as he prepares for the Columbus Day Parade. He's going to be calling in later. Frank Morano here with Al Gattulo. Now, Al, did you play Spin Me Right Round because of the world being round? Is that what you had in mind?
Yes.
That's very clever. That's good. Right. Now, that's very interesting. Because
also, there's a lot of spin going on in other places
as
well.
That's right. There's always a lot of references to Columbus, thinking the world was round, and he sort of did. Really, people had believed that the world was round even in 1492. Columbus, though, he had a somewhat different take. Columbus believed, as I mentioned earlier, Columbus always believed to the day that he died that he found a new passage to India.
Right.
But that wouldn't really entirely make sense if the world was a sphere, which we now know it is. So in order to justify his position, he insisted and proposed that the earth was actually shaped like a pear. That's what he believed. He believed it was narrow at the top and then wide at the bottom. So he didn't think it was a sphere. He thought it was pear-shaped. So we're trying to do some Columbus education here today on this program. There's a ton of stuff to get to.
Please, there are people today that still believe the world is flat.
Yeah, there's fewer and fewer of them. But, look, if you believe the world's flat, give us a call. 877-970-2999. Just let us know where to avoid sailing off it. Obviously, the big news over the weekend is the fact that Justice Kavanaugh is the newest member of the Supreme Court. He's going to begin hearing cases as early as tomorrow. The big news here in New York State, unfortunately, is the deadliest traffic accident in over a decade took place in upstate New York with 20 people killed in this limo accident, a real tragedy. We're still trying to get to the bottom of it, but that's not stopping Senator Schumer for proposing for more rules for limo companies. And a story that has been getting a great deal of attention has to do with the decision by the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation. And I'm going to run this by Anthony Pope when he gets here in about an hour. The decision by the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation to bail out a whole bunch of people. Now, they're deciding to pay the bail for women and 16 and 17-year-olds from Rikers Island. Now, this is Kerry Kennedy actually was on this station yesterday on the Katz Roundtable with our friend John Catsimatidis. This is what she said yesterday about what this program is designed to do.
Innocent until proven guilty. And they are sitting there, and the only reason they're not home at their jobs, taking care of their children, maybe taking care of somebody who's elderly, is because they're living in poverty. And that's not fair.
So I agree with what she said there, right? These people have not been convicted of anything. They are innocent until proven guilty. My broader concern is the fact, though, that a lot of these people are guilty. Whether they've been proven guilty or not, they are guilty. And they will be proven guilty, ultimately. And my fear is, for a 16 and 17-year-old person, a young person, I agree. But look, I had a friend, and you knew him as well, George Weber, Al, who was murdered by a 16-year-old.
That's right.
So 16-year-olds are very capable of being violent.
Yep.
But so my problem here is this. if I commit a crime, or if I have a 16-year-old cousin that commits a crime, and either I'm paying the bail for myself, right, or I'm putting up the bail for my 16-year-old cousin, I am going to make sure that that 16-year-old comes back and shows up for his court date. Now, if somebody else is paying my bail and somebody else forfeits that money if I don't show up for a court date, and I know that I'm guilty of whatever I'm being charged with, what possible incentive do I have to show up for court? So my fear, and I applaud what Carrie Kennedy is trying to do here, she's the head of the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation, is that people simply won't show up for court. Now, she has painted a picture of the people that she's bailing out here as being a bunch of innocent kids and a bunch of innocent women, but that's not entirely true. So the New York Post has an interesting article today that shows that there are some of these people with violent criminal histories that are being bailed out thanks to Carrie Kennedy. For instance, a few days ago, the foundation posted a $5,000 bail for someone named Fatima Smith, who has been arrested 7 times for prostitution. Now, in another case in which she's accused of impersonating a cop and robbing a man. So on July 11th, she and an accomplice allegedly told a Brooklyn motorist that they were cops, punched the man in the chest, and swiped his cash and his mobile phone while trying to steal his car. Quote, "I'm an undercover. I'm a cop. I'm going to kill you," she told the man, according to a criminal complaint filed in Brooklyn. When cops caught up with Smith, they found a crack pipe on her. So she's charged with 17 crimes in that instance alone, in that incident alone. Just that one incident. Now, she's also facing prostitution charges for a bust in March of this year, and a petty larceny charge from July. So all these cases are pending. Now, if that, you might say, okay, all right, she might have picked one bad person to be out there on the streets. Keep in mind, this person who robbed someone, assaulted him, you know, was arrested for prostitution and impersonated a cop while trying to steal a car, that person is now free, thanks to Carrie Kennedy. You might say, okay, one bad apple, you can't spoil the whole bunch. Okay, then there's Matthew Reinhardt, who was sprung by Carrie Kennedy for $7,500 just last week. What did Matthew Reinhardt do? Well, allegedly, because remember, these are just accusations, allegedly, he choked a cabbie on September 13th and robbed him at knife point, only to get busted when he left his phone in the cab and then filed a false police report claiming it was stolen. So do you understand what happened here? This guy choked a cabbie, robbed him at knife point, and he's so dumb he left his phone in the cab, and he's so brazen that he then went to a police station and filed a false police report saying, hey, my mobile phone was stolen. That person is, he's been arrested for other things as well. That person is now free thanks to Carrie Kennedy. Now, you might say, okay, we can forgive Carrie Kennedy being altruistically stupid, but at least she's doing this out of the goodness of her heart and giving her time. She doesn't have to. Well, she's not exactly giving her time so much as renting it. Now, how much do you think she earned in compensation in 2016 as the president of the Robert F. Kennedy Human Rights Foundation?
How much did she earn? I'm going to say she earned $250,000.
That's a lot of money, right?
Yeah, sure.
That is a lot of money. $250,000.
$250,000.
She did not earn $250,000. She
Less
earned,
or more?
She earned $352,000 in total compensation. And that, in fairness, did include a $70,000 bonus. So
that 70,000 from what? How much?
As part of the 350,000.
350,000. Yeah, so I was close.
Yeah, you were close. So this is beyond belief to me that
It's a nonprofit, right?
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
There's a lot of profit being made.
If you give a donation to the Robert F. Kennedy Foundation, you are enjoying a tax deduction. The more money you make, the higher the value of that tax deduction. That money is now being used to bail out violent felons and to pay Kerry Kennedy $350,000, including bonus, a year. This is crazy. There are now folks on the street because of Kerry Kennedy who, yes, they haven't been convicted yet, but chances are pretty good that they're guilty. What do you think of this? 877-970-2999. 877-970-2999. Now, if you've listened to me for any length of time on this show, on my own show, on other shows, you know I'm all for letting more people out of prison. I think the only people that belong in prison are people that are violent criminals that are going to hurt someone. These people that we're letting out are violent criminals. And now, because someone else has paid their bail, they have no incentive whatsoever to show up for a court date. So my guess is these two people that I just mentioned, they are going to skip town and then impersonate a cop somewhere else, choke a cabbie somewhere else, file a false police report somewhere else, try to steal a car somewhere else. I think that is really a shame, to say the least. And it's going to make New Yorkers ultimately a bit more at risk here. Now, the other thing that the other big news that came out of the John Catsimatidis show was his response to an article in the New York Post about him. This was very interesting. So the New York Post is this big profile all about people who have these luxury panic rooms. And it specifically mentions, hey, all these wealthy folks in the Hamptons are afraid of MS-13. So they're designing and building these luxury panic rooms. And it says, well, John and Margot Catsimatidis, they're some of the people that are. Would you believe they never even called him for a quote to find out if that was accurate? I asked him about it yesterday on the Cats Roundtable. This was John Catsimatidis yesterday.
Very quickly, I have to get your reaction to the story that's in the New York Post today, in which it mentions your home in the Hamptons, referring to it as a luxury panic room. Is this true?
That is not true. I do not have a luxury panic room. The New York Post never called me. They have my cell number. They have everything. I had a home invasion 3-4 years ago, and I do live with a gun underneath my pillow because I want to protect my family. Any father, any mother wants to protect their family, and it has nothing to do with the story. They never call me to confirm, which is wrong. It has nothing to do with MS-13. Nothing. I think they're pushing. That guy that's selling those rooms. What do you think?
It reads just like a commercial for the installation of these panic rooms. I think you're exactly right, and I appreciate you setting the record straight.
So the New York Post didn't even bother calling. Now, John is, even before I worked with John, John was among the most accessible public figures in New York, right? If you email him, he'll respond. If you call him, he picks up the phone. It's not as if you have to go through three layers of assistance and bureaucracy to get a quote. If they would have just called him and said, hey, is this true? He would have said, no, it's
but
not.
But that's journalistic irresponsibility.
It is. It really
you
is.
You need to call the person to verify. This is the same. I mean, it's a similar issue down in New Jersey with all these breweries and stuff. The ABC was saying they contacted all these breweries to come to the table. And a lot of them were saying, we never got a phone call. We were never told. I mean, this is John Catsimatidis, they've written stuff about him in the Post before.
All the time.
Why wouldn't you pick up the phone and call him and just ask?
It is.
Because it furthered their story. It was, here's this ultra-rich guy. We're sure he has it.
Right.
Well, how do you know that? You got to verify it.
Not only are we sure he has it, but we're sure he has it
because of MS-13.
Not because of this home invasion that took place. So I think that is really bizarre. All right.
Don't you think... maybe not somebody like John, but somebody of that kind of money, if they had one of those rooms, they'd be bragging about it all the time. Yeah, like, well, it's one of those cool things that people talk about that have those kind of, you know, in those circles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying John.
Yeah, no, no, no.
I'm saying somebody
absolutely,
else.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a status symbol.
Right.
Yeah. So I think this is all bizarre. All right. We'll take your calls next. We'll give you some more Columbus facts. We'll tell you it's the one-year anniversary of Me Too. It's the 17-year anniversary.
I don't have a panic room.
The Afghan
I have a basement.
And there's a bunch of other stuff we have to get to. Anthony Pope's going to be here. And coming up, a very prominent Catholic university has decided to stop celebrating Columbus Day. We're going to tell you which one it is. Debbie, now you're working today. Is that because you're not recognizing Columbus Day?
No, I do recognize Columbus Day. It's just that, you know, I have to work, you know, just like you guys.
Yes, indeed.
You know, we've got to hold down the fort. Oh, by the way, shout out to St. Athanasius over in Bensonhurst. I spoke there at several masses yesterday morning for Good Counsel Homes to Monsignor Casado. He is amazing.
Oh, he's the Pope of Brooklyn.
I love him.
He's amazing.
So wonderful. And I got to meet Monsignor Kane, Father Ron, Brother Kelly. I mean, they are awesome. The whole congregation, just what a phenomenal church.
And if people are members of that congregation, Debbie will thank you by name by the end of this traffic report. Count on it.
Well, you know, I had to give a shout out
exactly.
to the main players. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Let's see what's happening out here, Frank. We're going to go over to 109 southbound, getting down toward Newark Airport. An accident investigation was just cleared out of the way. Traffic pretty light at the Hudson River crossings. Columbus Day, so alternate side parking rules are suspended. Metered rules remain in effect. We're going to see closures for Columbus Day for the parade with Joe Piscopo beginning at around 11 this morning. You'll see closures on 5th Avenue, 70s through the 40s. Let's see what else is happening. Harlem River Drive southbound, that's busy down toward the RFK Bridge. LIE West at the BQE, that's an accident in the right lane. And over on the southbound thruway, picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Tappan Zee Bridge slowing down into Tarrytown. It's an accident being cleared as you get right into Tarrytown. We're going to keep an eye on that for you. And on the New England Thruway northbound, exit 19 into Rye, accident on the shoulder. Looks like we may see some scattered showers today, high of 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. The next generation of home improvement has everything you need to do projects smarter, faster, and for less every day. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Steve Adubato. I know that AM 970 listeners want to hear compelling and important conversations. That's why my TV series, One-on-One with Steve Adubato, brings viewers conversations with people who matter and are making a difference. So check out One-on-One weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV, 11:30 p.m. on Fios One, and late night on WNET Channel 13, that's PBS, at 12:30 a.m.
Catch my friend Steve Adubato every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, major retailers are fighting for the business left behind by the Toys R Us bankruptcy and closing. The Wall Street Journal says Target appears to be making the most aggressive commitment. Later this month, it is adding up to 500 square feet of toy retail space in more than 500 Target stores. Walmart is also expanding its toy section, as is Kohl's and JCPenney. Toy manufacturers say Amazon is planning a hard copy toy catalog, and it will be distributed at Whole Foods. Delta Air Airlines' first new A220 jet made its maiden flight from the Airbus facility near Montreal over the weekend. Delta is the first U.S. airline to order the jet. Stocks lost more ground on Friday with concerns trade tensions between the U.S. and China will impact tech stocks. The Dow dropped 180, NASDAQ down 91, S&P down 16. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
To experience relief from muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This non-greasy foam is proven to relieve muscle cramps fast and reduce muscle soreness. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps before they start, so you can get a full night's sleep without having to worry about muscle cramps. TheraWorks Relief only takes minutes to apply, absorbs quickly, and it works. TheraWorks Relief is a life-changing product, and you don't even need a prescription. Get TheraWorks Relief today in the pain relief aisle at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com.
Thank you. For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, October 23rd at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, October 25th. At 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
The fall months are here, and now's the best time to get your home ready for the winter. So whether you want to remodel the den for football season or fix up the house before family comes for the holidays, Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor is the easiest way to find top-rated pros for any home project, big or small. Just go to homeadvisor.com, tell them about your project. In seconds, you'll be matched with the very best local pros for the job. You can read customer reviews on the professionals, check their availability, book appointments online. You can even check what others paid for similar projects in your area, all for free. It's amazing. Whatever you need help with, cleaning the gutters, cleaning the carpets, remodeling the kitchen, no job too big or too small for my friends at Home Advisor. Let Home Advisor take the stress off your plate this fall. Just go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next home project. Just go to homeadvisor.com, homeadvisor.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the SmartWayToBuy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
727, coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to talk with Vic Grillo. Vic Grillo is an interesting guy. He is the president of the Staten Island chapter of the 1013 Association, which represents retired police. He's a St. John's alumnus. And apparently, St. John's University has decided, well, they're no longer celebrating Columbus Day. And that's not sitting well with a lot of the alumni of St. John's University. And look, in talking about Columbus, and if you want to weigh in on this, you're welcome to. At 877-970-2999, that's 877-970-2999, I recognize that Columbus was not a saint. Even in his own time, he was very controversial. He was not one of these guys that, okay, in his own time he was normal, and 200 years later we view as a monster. In his own time, he was quite controversial. The king and the queen of Spain that hired him, they threw him in prison. He wrote a book all about how the monarchy, the Spanish monarchy, had betrayed him. He was a controversial guy even back then. But at the end of the day, Christopher Columbus is one of a handful of people that literally changed the course of human civilization. You got Jesus, you got Julius Caesar, you got George Washington, you got Columbus, and a few others. Alexander the Great. There are only a handful of people that have had the kind of worldwide impact that Christopher Columbus had. What food is Italy best known for? You were talking about it earlier at Michael's.
Pasta.
Yeah, with what on it?
Sauce.
Right, tomato sauce.
Right.
There were no tomatoes in Italy before Christopher Columbus. Okay. What fruit is Florida most known for?
Florida?
Yeah.
Oranges.
There were no oranges in Florida before Christopher Columbus.
Right.
How about Ireland? What food are they most known for?
Potatoes.
There were no potatoes in Ireland before Christopher Columbus. Now, think of that alone. We just talked food. We didn't talk culture. We didn't talk colonization. Just in terms of food, that is the impact that Christopher Columbus has had on the world. So to do what St. John's is doing and what Berkeley, California did and other places and saying, you know what, he's not deserving of a holiday anymore. Bogus.
Think of why did Columbus come to America? Why did Columbus set out to discover a new place? Because he wanted a new route to India, where they traded things.
Yes, that's
commerce.
Right. That's right. That's right.
It was all about business.
That's right. And Christianity played a big role too.
He did want to
civilize, as he put it, the masses of people to Catholicism. 877-970-2999. E. Frank is in Astoria. Hello there, E. Frank.
Yes. Good morning, Frank. I just wanted to call today because I wanted to tell everyone in the tri-state listening area what Columbus Day means to me. We have a statue of Christopher Columbus here in Astoria, Queens, on the foot of the RFK Triborough Bridge on Astoria Boulevard into the entrance of the Grand Central Parkway. And it has meant for all Italians and for all community members here in Queens, it has meant immigration values, the happiness of Italian Americans and Italians abroad, and it has meant an understanding of what Christopher Columbus did for humanity. So it brings there's always a wreath there. It's been vandalized before, but it has always stood mainly for the happiness of all Italians and the immigration values that all Italians and Italians Americans abroad have throughout our nation and the world. And to me, Christopher Columbus means that he represented Catholicism at a certain understanding, which most people in society reject, that Christopher Columbus was Catholic as well as an explorer.
Well, thank you very much for the call there, E. Frank. You know, another fella that was quite controversial, both in his day and in the ensuing decades since he died, has been Winston Churchill. Al, have you followed this whole story?
No, I have not.
Okay, so do you remember who, and you'll know because you're a space geek, do you remember who Scott Kelly is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so who's Scott Kelly?
They're twin astronauts,
right.
Twin brother astronauts.
He's an astronaut. I think his brother is married to
Gabby Giffords,
yes. Right? So this was a guy that was in space. Didn't he have some record for being in space
over a year, 400 days, whatever. I don't know the exact
number. This guy is a genuine American hero.
Yeah,
100%. The real deal. It's not like he's a good baseball player and we call him a hero. This guy is a legitimate American hero. So on Sunday, I think the first rule of being a hero is if you ever find yourself, consider this a public service announcement. If you ever find yourself in the position of being a hero, the first thing you should do is delete your Twitter account because no good can come of it. You only get in trouble and you only get grief, right? So on Sunday, yesterday, Scott Kelly, American hero, astronaut, tweeted this. One of the greatest leaders of modern times, Sir Winston Churchill, said, quote, "In victory, magnanimity. I guess those days are over." So, close quote. That's what he tweeted. Now, I guess he was talking about Kavanaugh. I don't really know what he was talking about. I'm assuming he was talking about Kavanaugh and Trump bragging about how they got him passed. So he was immediately deluged with criticism about what a monster Winston Churchill was. "Churchill was a mass murderer and a racist," Scott, one user tweeted. So he's deluged with hundreds of people telling him all about Churchill's racist views. Keep in mind, this is a man that played a role in saving the world from Nazism, Winston Churchill.
Right.
And Scott Kelly eventually caved and tweeted his apology and said, did not mean to offend by quoting Churchill. My apologies. I will go and educate myself further on his atrocities, racist views, which I do not support. My point was, we need to come together as one nation. We are all Americans. That should transcend partisan politics. Yeah. So then you might think, okay, that's it. We're going to give an astronaut one mulligan. He quotes Churchill once. We'll forgive him for quoting Churchill. No. His apology drew even more criticism from dozens who felt he didn't need to respond. So then the pro-Churchill people start beating up on this guy.
Boy.
Guys, give this guy a break. We're now living in an era where American hero astronauts have to apologize for tweeting quotes from Winston Churchill. I beg you, please. All of you Twitter trolls who are out there now tweeting because you don't like that the color of my shirt or something. Okay. You need to get a grip. You guys are losing your minds.
This is the problem with social media. It is all about the gotcha moment. It's all about, I think you're doing something wrong, and here's why, and I'm going to attack you, and I'm going to get thousands of people to attack you as well, because I think that you're wrong. We can't simply post something and just leave it there and not have a comment about it. Believe me, there are hundreds of times a day where I see somebody tweeting something or posting something on Facebook or whatever that I'd like to respond to in maybe a negative manner. And you know what I do, Frank? I ignore it.
And for you to ignore it, that takes
right.
a lot of self-respect.
But I walk away from it because why am I going to engage in a battle with people where you can't possibly win? It's just this back and forth. It's a bunch of nonsense. Social media has ruined a lot of people's lives. It's caused strife with families. It's caused people to go, I'm not doing this anymore. Facebook was supposed to be this fun novelty to reconnect with people that you hadn't seen in a long time. And for a long time, Facebook was only available if you graduated college. If you weren't a college graduate, you couldn't even get on Facebook. Then they opened it up to everybody. And look at what's happened. I know people that don't even go on Facebook anymore because of the fact that there's too much bad news and there's too much political news. You know what I do when I see all of this? When somebody's posting article after article about whatever political thing is spurring them at the moment, be it liberal or conservative, here's what I do. I unfollow them. And then I don't see any of their stuff anymore.
Imagine
I do the same thing on Twitter. There are people that follow my Twitter account that every time I post something, they're liking it, retweeting it, or making a comment about it. Even benign stuff. Even stuff like if I post a picture that I met with somebody yesterday or I did this or I say something like, I'm exhausted. People feel the need to comment. Well, you know, maybe you shouldn't have done that. Maybe you should. I don't need you to be the judgment police. Take the comment for what it is and move on. There's an answer to this. You don't have to respond.
Yeah, well.
And Twitter has a great option, too. You can mute people.
I like that. I mute people.
The mute the mute function on Twitter is fantastic. There are people that follow me. I have no idea what they're liking, retweeting from me or whatever, and I'm at peace. It's great.
Very
it's a new leaf.
Al's at peace.
Turn
and
it over.
I hope you are, too. I hope you will not heckle any American heroes on social media today.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's he's done something that
give him a break.
Millions of people could never do.
Give him a break.
The guy was in space for over a year.
Exactly.
Testing the limits of the
yes.
human body.
Sorry if he wasn't up on all Churchill's career. 877-970-2999. St. John says, no thank you, Christopher Columbus. We'll tell you about it next. This is Frank Morano sitting in for Joe Piscopo. Here's Al Gattulo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
68 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. 1 million spectators are expected to line Fifth Avenue today for New York's annual Columbus Day Parade. Bands, floats, performers dressed in green, white, and red are celebrating their Italian heritage and the discovery of America. The parade will begin at noon at 44th Street and end 3 hours later at 72nd Street. There are lots of street closures, so you'll want to take mass transit to get around the city. Our own Joe Piscopo will be hosting the Columbus Day Parade. You can catch that on ABC 7 starting at noon. Meteorologists are carefully watching the development of Tropical Storm Michael. The National Hurricane Center reports that the weather system likely to become a hurricane by the time it reaches the northeastern Gulf Coast midweek. Forecast subject to change, But right now, most posted wind speed probabilities show that New Jersey is less than about a 10% likely to receive tropical storm force winds by Thursday. No associated watches or warnings have been put into place as of yet. We'll get more from Joe Lundberg in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes from now. In sports, Panthers got a 63-yard field goal by Graham Gano as time expired to defeat the Giants 33-31. Isaiah Crowell set a team record with 219 rushing yards. Jets ran past the Broncos by the final of 34-16. And the Rangers, they've opened the regular season with three straight losses following an 8-5 loss against the Hurricanes. And sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Columbus Day. Metered parking rules in effect. Remember, the closures go into place at about 11 this morning on 5th Avenue. 5th Avenue will be closed 70s through the 40s from 11 this morning till 3 this afternoon for the big Columbus Day parade with Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening right now as you take it over to the Cross Bronx. It's busy westbound at 3rd Avenue with a collision, and traffic is slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's a disabled car in the way. Traffic is moving okay at the Hudson River crossings, but the southbound thruway slowing down at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Tappan Zee Bridge into Tarrytown slowing down with an accident in Tarrytown just cleared. 9W southbound. That's busy as you head into Short Clove Road in Havistraw with an accident in the process of being cleared. Chance of some showers today with a high going up to 71. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
So, attention, commercial building owners, landlords, property managers, condo or co-op board members. Is your building's exterior or roof looking weather-worn, not holding up too well over the years? Well, it's time to give Susan Safis a call at Rhino Shield of New York. Rhino Shield exterior coating fights the aging effects of everyday winter and wear. Everyday weather and wear on the exterior and roof of all buildings. The durable protection it provides keeps the outside looking great and the inside dry and trouble-free. It comes with a 25-year transferable warranty against chipping, peeling, fading, cracking. Even labor and material are covered. From warehouses to professional buildings, strip malls to office complexes, condos and co-ops, schools and apartment buildings, they can all benefit from a Rhino Shield maintenance-free coating that insulates, reflects UV rays, and resists growth of mold, mildew, and algae. Call for a free estimate, 1-877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. You can ask Susan about the incredible anti-graffiti benefits of a Rhino Shield coating. It allows you to simply wipe off graffiti with Xalene on a cloth. It's just that simple. Never paint your property again. It's guaranteed for 25 years. Give her a call right now. 877-744-6608. That's 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Feeling down and dirty. 7:44. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. I'm Frank Moreno here with Al Gattullo. Today is Columbus Day. That's why Joe is not here. He's preparing to host the Columbus Day Parade. I heard a rumor that St. John's University, which is one of the most prominent Catholic universities in the whole country, and which has always celebrated Columbus Day by giving their student body and their faculty the day off, has decided that they're no longer doing that. So in order to find out if that's true, I want to ask one of St. John's most prominent members of their alumni community. He also happens to be the president of the Staten Island chapter of the 1013 Association, which is an organization that represents retired police, and one of the organizers of the wreath laying at Columbus Circle, Vic Grillo, to join us. Vic, good morning. Happy Columbus Day.
Good morning. Happy Columbus Day to you, Frank.
So what's the deal here, Vic? Did St. John's really do away with Columbus Day?
Yes, they did. I've spoken to two people that work there, and I heard the rumor, and I confirmed it with an adjunct professor and one of my neighbors who works at the university. And they did do away with it, and they moved it to Veterans Day.
Well, they moved the day off to Veterans Day that they were going to give?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm certainly not for, you know, I'm all for honoring the veterans as well. But what's your reaction to this, Vic, that this holiday that St. John's has always celebrated is no longer being celebrated?
I'm very disappointed in St. John's. It's a Catholic university, and Columbus himself, if they took the time to read, Bishop DiMarzio, who's the Bishop of Brooklyn, who happens to have their university in his diocese, wrote a wonderful article last October 18th in the Tablet. And he based all his facts on Columbus from a Dominican priest who was a missionary who kept all these facts. And Bishop DiMarzio is a very educated man, and he's been before Congress many times to support immigrants. And all the facts that they've said about Columbus that were negative are not true. He was a very fair man. He forbade his sailors and his crew to abuse the Native Americans, and they didn't. And he had rebellion because he wouldn't allow them to do that. So I'm very disappointed in St. John's.
Well, and you know, I've heard negative things about Columbus as well, in addition to the positive things that you just mentioned. But to me, as an important worldwide historical figure, those are precisely the discussions that should be taking place in the run-up to Columbus Day. We shouldn't pretend that he didn't exist and try to erase him from history. I mean, as one of the most important figures, maybe the most important figure in Western civilization, I think to ignore him and take a holiday that always celebrated him away, it strikes me as incredibly tone deaf and really not in keeping with Catholic standards, strikes me as not in keeping with any sort of serious academic standards.
Yes, this is America. We all have our opinions and we should state them and, you know, get the facts. And the facts show that the negative things that they said about Columbus are not true.
Has the administration at St. John's said anything about why they've taken away Columbus Day?
No, and I'm not in touch with the administration. But like I said, I'm in touch with an adjunct professor there who has taken a little bit of a stand. And he actually sent the bishop's letter to someone in administration. In other words, to read, you know, maybe, you know, you can understand that Bishop DiMarzio would not put down something false and put it out. He's not that type of a man.
Have you talked with other St. John alumni? What is their reaction?
They're very disappointed also. And the rumor is that a lot of the alumni who give donations are holding their donations back.
Wow. Yeah. Do you expect that that to continue now that more people are learning about what St. John's is doing here?
I would think so. I would think so. It's an insult to the not only the Italian-American community, but the American community. As you said, Columbus is he's a worldwide figure. I mean, I don't know why everybody's going against him now.
Yeah, I mean, this strikes me as incredibly odd. So you were involved in the wreath laying at Columbus Circle. Was that yesterday or is that going to be today?
No, the wreath laying was yesterday. And matter of fact, I'm in the car now with the president and the treasurer of the National Council of Columbian Associations in Civil Service, which is Joe Gragliotto and Pete Segalini, who they set up the whole wreath laying and,
Joe Gragliotto is a great guy, a good friend, and he was the one who, along with Joe Piscopo and Joe Borelli, led the opposition to them trying to tear down that statue in Columbus Circle. So I want to wish all of you guys a happy Columbus Day. If you see Joe Piscopo today, make sure you go over and say hello. And we're appreciative that you took the time to inform us about this and that you've been so vocal.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good Columbus Day.
You too, Vic. Thank you. Not an Indigenous Peoples Day. Again, we're not against the Indigenous Peoples. They should have a day as well. But there's nothing wrong with honoring Columbus for his contributions to Western civilization and to this continent. Your reaction to St. John's University doing away with Columbus Day. What's next? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Debbie Duhaime, that's wild, huh?
That's pretty sad.
It is.
It really is. It's very sad. I don't understand that at all. It's crazy.
Yeah. Thankfully, the traffic is still here, though.
Oh, there's plenty of it. Although it's a little bit lighter than normal today, Frank. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Columbus Day. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Now, remember, because of Columbus Day, you'll have the big Columbus Day parade with Joe Piscopo. And Fifth Avenue will be closed 70s through the 40s, 11 this morning till 3 this afternoon. Watch for slowdowns as you head to the eastbound Gowanus right now, up by the Gowanus Canal. It's a disabled tractor trailer. And traffic is slowing down on the eastbound BQE up by the Kosciuszko Bridge. That's a disabled car in the way, so watch out for some stop-and-go traffic there. Traffic is pretty light at the Hudson River crossings, about 10 minutes in at the Holland, though. Southbound throughway slowing down just a bit at the Tappan-Zee Bridge. Tappan-Zee Bridge into Tarrytown, a collision cleared. Over on 9W southbound at Short Clove Road into Havistraw, that's an accident in the process of being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Walsh is happy we gave the Democrats what they wanted.
This is the last card the Democrats had to play. This FBI investigation, it's it. This is all they've been calling for now the last 3 weeks, so give it to them. This is better that it worked out this way. We gave the Democrats their last bone. It's a good move.
The Joe Walsh Radio Program, weeknights at 9, right before Eric Metaxas at 11, on AM 970. The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills, and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, October 23rd at Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard in Staten Island at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., and at the 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street in Midtown Manhattan on Thursday, October 25th. At 11 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Just call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
The fall months are here, and now is the best time to get your home ready for winter. Larry Elder here. Home Advisor is a free online service that connects homeowners to top-rated pros for all kinds of home projects. So whether you want to remodel the den for football season or fix up the house before family comes for the holidays, Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor is the easiest way to find top-rated pros for any home project, big or small. Just go to HomeAdvisor.com and tell them about your project. In just seconds, you'll be matched with the best local pros for the job. And you can read customer reviews on the pros, check their availability, and book appointments online. You can even check what others paid for similar projects in your area, all for free. Whatever you need help with, cleaning the gutters, cleaning the carpets, even remodeling the kitchen, let Home Advisor take some stress off your plate this fall. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next home project. That's HomeAdvisor.com, HomeAdvisor.com, HomeAdvisor.com.
Tired of dealing with dummies? Experience the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, and no wasting time with dummies. Alex Cancella, the general manager, prides himself on his low, low lease offers and 0% APR financing for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now my buddy Alex wants you to experience their new smart way to service. He's taking the same smart approach that's been so successful in selling cars into the service bay. So he said, Joe, I'm going to let you give the first five callers in the next 5 minutes a free multi-point inspection and oil change and filter if they call 855-621-9949 and say, Joe sent me. 855-621-9949 in the next 5 minutes. Get a free oil change and filter on me. 855-621-9949 and say, this one's on Joe. Route 22 Toyota, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com. Tell them Joe sent you for the free oil change. All European makes excluded.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, it is Columbus Day. A lot of you are off today, but a guy that rarely takes a day off is a man that has a passion for the weather, the one and only Joe Lumberg. Joe, how's it looking for all these parades and festivals today?
It just looks cloudy today. It's certainly not going to be as warm as it was yesterday. Temperatures are going to settle into the upper 60s and just kind of stay there today. But rain, maybe a shower in spots or a sprinkle here and there, but that's probably about the worst of it today.
And then, Joe, we're expecting some rain later in the week, possibly from this tropical storm Michael, which possibly would turn into a hurricane, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a hurricane later today. Probably either the advisory that will be coming out shortly, the one at 11 o'clock, it'll be upgraded to a hurricane. Some of that rain may get up in here. It's whether it's that or a cold front, one of the two. But that'll be the last of the warm, humid days Thursday. Then after that, cooler, drier air comes in on Friday. Temperatures no better than 60 starting on Friday. There may be a day or two later this weekend or early next week where it's only in the 50s despite some sunshine.
Oh, well, that means I got to put my shorts away?
Yes.
Break out the sweaters. Thursday. That's it.
No, I'm not happy about that. Neither am I. It's been raining too much. We've had, raining weekends now, even, the summertime. And this is great. It was a weird summer that would rain pretty much every weekend, right?
It was an unusual summer, just not only with the extended nature of the warmth and humidity, but it just seemed like every weekend we turn around, we were getting some kind of rain.
Right. And now long term, I'm hoping this isn't going to be a freezing cold winter. We're going to have snow every other day.
Well, the winter trends suggest that it's going to be colder than it has been in recent winters. Let's put it that way.
Oh, boy.
Well, hang in there, Joe. We hope you stay warm.
I'm plenty warm today. That's not the problem. It's down the road.
That's it. All right, Joe. We'll check in with you next hour.
Thank you. 877-970-2999 if you want
not
to comment
the rain.
On the weather. Rain. When Bibita Hariani's mother always used to say, whenever it rains, there's someone that needs it.
Okay. So. We don't need any more of it, though.
All right. Well,
we need to move it somewhere else.
That's your opinion.
Just saying.
All right. All right. So there have been 17 more New York City correction officers hurt yesterday in this Bronx juvenile lockup. This is really quite unbelievable to me that we're still having this discussion. Elias Hussamuddin, who represents the correction officers, was here on Friday talking about what happened the previous weekend when 20 correction officers were hurt. And clearly, this policy that the mayor and the governor have implemented to move these 16 and 17-year-old, many of whom are gang members,
right,
off of Rikers Island to these juvenile facilities, I don't know how it's working out for them, but
it's
certainly not working out well for the correction officers that are being attacked.
Frank,
here. This is
the governor and the mayor say patience.
All right. Well, we're
in progress.
You are in for a treat for the next hour or and a half or so, because Anthony Pope is here. Distinguished legal analyst is going to give us his take on Kavanaugh, Columbus, and Cosby. So you're not going to want to miss anything that begins with a K sound with Anthony Pope. We'll take your calls on anything and everything at 877-970-2999. But first, on this Columbus Day, here's Al Gattullo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.